Support for Perspectives comes from Comcast, dedicated to serving California communities by offering digital equity initiatives and providing financial donations to help families and seniors get online and participate in the digital economy. More at california.comcast.com.
From KQED.
Is the Supreme Court coming for my marriage next? Justice Thomas wrote in his opinion overturning Roe that since the 14th Amendment did not protect abortion, other rulings like Obergefell, the 2015 same-sex marriage case, could also be revisited. That one legalized my 41-year-old marriage. Suddenly, my wife and I gained a staggering 1,138 federal rights. Before, for instance, if one of us had landed in the hospital, the other, not considered next of kin, could have been refused the right to visit or make healthcare decisions. Now that we were legally related, we felt waves of relief. If the Supreme Court repeals our marriage, we could end up like the so-called spinster roommates of history, subject to the whims of the other's biological family who'd be entitled to make all decisions about our beloved if she were incapacitated. I've lived in these marital shadows before. My first marriage was to a Black man when that was illegal for me as a white woman. It took the 1967 Supreme Court Loving decision to make that union legal. Twice, my choice of who to love has been clouded by laws inserted into the deepest privacy of my home. Twice, it took a Supreme Court decision to gain my rights, and now the court threatens to take them away. This November, we must maintain congressional majorities who can legislate assurance of our fundamental personal rights. With a Perspective, this is Joan Stino Lester.
Support for Perspectives comes from Comcast, dedicated to serving California communities by offering digital equity initiatives and providing financial donations to help families and seniors get online and participate in the digital economy. More at california.comcast.com.
Do you love your local bookstore? Well, I have the perfect event for you. This Saturday, April 27th, is Independent Bookstore Day. It's a day to celebrate your favorite local bookstore. I'm Olivia Allen Price, host of the Bay Curious podcast here at KQED, and I'm popping in to let you know that we will be hosting an event at Green Apple Books in San Francisco for the occasion. Come out for an author Q&A about the Bay Curious book. We'll be playing some Bay Area-themed trivia. There will be prizes and so much more. And the best part, tickets are donation-based, and all proceeds go to the Prisoners Literature Project. Learn more at kqed.org/live. I hope to see you there.